The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Guys, I know the intro music hasn't changed. I'm so sorry. Some of you said you like it. It sounds like bad 80s music. It's like
really... Who doesn't love bad 80s music?
It's just Cher? It's kind of embarrassing.
Isn't Cher 80s?
Cher's pretty 80s, yeah, but she still looks good.
Does she believe in love? She doesn't believe in the aging process.
She doesn't believe in the aging process. Guys, my funny guest here today is Mr. Adam Ray.
Talking everything Cher.
Who I've known forever. He has his own podcast with Brad Williams called About Last Night, which I've done before.
Crushed it.
And it was fun. And Adam and I were just talking about, I did Bobby Lee's podcast, Tiger Belly.
Yeah.
And I was telling you, Adam came in and told me, oh, you did such a good job on Bobby Lee's podcast. And I was like, oh, thanks. But did you read the comments? And I try not to read comments, but I read the comments on this one. And
why?
What
was different about this one?
I actually commented that I was like, thanks for having me, guys. And then someone commented back to me, don't read the comments.
Oh, God, and I was like,
is making me read the comments.
Yeah.
So I like look and I'm like, wait, what? And then I look and I read them and everyone's like, she sucks. She should kill herself. We should stone her to death. Like, she's not funny. She
the first two are like legit. Like, we've seen those comments,
it's
and you've
insane.
Heard. You can take you suck, fuck you type shit.
Yeah.
Let's stone her.
Let's stone her, someone
who
said.
Who was that?
I don't know. I tried not to get a visual of who it was.
That's old school violence.
That's really old school violence.
And like, that's Trump type mentality.
Scary.
Yeah.
It was scary.
Like, there could be a let's behead her right below that.
Right. Well,
type of comment would make you truly go, all right, maybe I shouldn't go on the internet anymore?
I mean, I get scared. I mean, that was the whole reason I got off of Vine, because people just became so evil and they were like,
let's mash up our head and turn it into a sell it to Baskin Robbins as a new flavor.
Brain juice.
Brain juice. Oh, God.
No, people are mean. People can be so mean.
People
and I'm like,
so mean.
I've never been one of those people. Even if I've seen something I don't like online, I will never go out of my way to go, you suck.
Yeah.
Like, what does that do?
It makes them feel good. You have a very way of being like polite and candid at the same time. But it's like without being like, you know, you can be like abrasively honest, but not in a way that's ever trying to be malicious. You
right.
know?
Like, there's a way to get your point across without being like, let's behead her. Like, that's kind of intense.
Yeah. Also, just think that. There's a lot of things people could probably, you know, save themselves from by just thinking what they want to say. It's like when there's a whole thing about like writing. Like, my brother-in-law and I just got in a big fight.
Oh, no.
It's okay right now. We probably won't talk for a minute.
Okay.
Although I'm performing my sister's 20th reunion next week, and he's going to go be there.
All the jokes are about him. He's like, he just kills you.
Trust me. definitely thinking about making a couple about him, because I think we have the text chain. He's a white rapper, and he's not Eminem, but he does construction too, and he's a tough dude, right? And I've been in some fights. It definitely would probably lean heavily in his favor because he's just fought way more, and he's been to jail, and he's got friends, I think, still in gangs.
Oh my God.
Which is great. The father of my nieces. But
be careful.
Yeah, but he also can protect them, I guess. But so the text exchange got pretty heated, and it ended with him being like, "Bro, I'll tell you this much. I'd stay away from me, otherwise we'll see if there's a man bone in that weak body."
Oh my God.
To which I responded with, "There's that family man I was looking to talk to."
Stop.
Because I just kept trying to match every one of his threats with a joke.
Adam, that's scary.
It was, yeah.
And plus, Adam, you guys, has these two cute little nieces who he's obsessed with.
Obsessed, yeah.
It's like, I thought they were your kids when we first became friends because you posted so much of them. I was like, where's the mom? Yeah. Like, it was just you and these little girls all the time. I was like, did the mom
die? Are these even his kids? Yeah, is this a thirst trap?
I was like, did he adopt these kids just to, like, get more likes on Instagram? Like, I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
So if you go to his Instagram, it's at Adam Ray Comedy. At Adam Ray Comedy. He's very funny, very cool guy, very talented actor, good friend of mine for years. And I know you told me today you have a crazy story. You have a crazy worst first.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Should you get right into it?
You go ahead. Yeah, the floor is yours.
So look, we've all stolen things. We've all thrown gerbils against windows.
What?
I told you that was going to be my story.
Throw a gerbil against a window?
All right, before I get into the actual story, my sister and I had a real contentious relationship growing up, and she had gerbils for some reason. By the way, if you get a gerbil as a pet, you're a true psycho. There's nothing about that pet that has redeeming qualities.
Really?
You don't take it for walks. You don't bring it out at a party and let people just kind of get to know it. Like, it's a fucking... It's the worst... It's one of those creatures that God literally was on the shitter, and he was like, they're like, we need a couple more creatures. And he's like, fucking gerbil. And they're like, what did you say? He's like, a gerbil? I don't know. I didn't fucking throw up in my mouth. And then he's like, some guy sketched a fucking half rat, half cat, half piece of shit, and put it in a cage and made this animal eat its babies.
It literally eats its babies?
My sister had it in a cage in the bathroom. And every morning I'd walk in to brush my teeth and forget that we had 62 gerbils procreating and then murdering each other in a fucking tiny test tube. And so I'd walk in and be like, fuck. And then I'd like step back and try to brush my teeth while I look at like the mom fucking, you know, grabbing the fucking kid and being like, you didn't do your homework. And take, you know,
no.
I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember what they said to each other.
They ate their babies?
Yeah. Gerbils are nasty creatures.
Why do they eat the babies?
I don't know, they're on bath salts. I don't know, they just fucking like, I don't know. They're insane. They're not friendly. So one day she had one downstairs. She was playing with it. Was watching the Disney Afternoon with her or something. And it got away, and all of a sudden it crawled up on me like this. It was like right here. And I was like, what the fuck? And it went like that to like kind of like, you know, if I can smack
it.
Like,
yeah, great.
Yeah, you know,
innocent creature.
Don't hit me up, Peter. Yeah. And so, and it bit my finger.
Oh.
Yeah, it latched on. It must have heard all the shit I was talking while I was like taking a shower, just in there, just being like, one day I'll fucking throw them all out, you know, whatever I was saying. And so this thing grabs onto my finger, and I went like that, and it just was like dug in with its teeth. And so I did that, and then I kind of went like that.
And it stayed on the finger?
Oh, yeah. So I got to give a lot of credit to this gerbil.
He's like, ah.
Jerry the gerbil. This guy did not want to let go.
Jerry.
I named them all. Even though they were all awful, I named them all. Because they're, yeah, there were 64 little fucks. And so I went like that and then just went like that. And I wish I could see like the game tape on this guy flying in slow-mo. Like there's a great, if like gerbils had like a reenactment like show, like the way that Unsolved Mysteries used to do it, I would love to see this thing just flying in slow-mo being like, you fucking
with like your blood and skin in its mouth, just just fucking dripping out of its mouth,
just dripping. Just oh my fuck God. You, Ray! Hit the window, slid down comically, and then just kind of like got up and like you know, and then just scurried off.
So he didn't die.
Didn't die. Yeah.
Did he die later?
The story's got a happy ending. Oh yeah, then its mom ate him later.
No.
And, for sure. Yeah. Mom just went to town on a bunch of these
kids. Was it like an adult gerbil?
It must be. I'm also curious. Like yeah.
And it still got eaten?
An older gerbil.
It got eaten?
Probably teenager. Which also, it's like, you look at this two ways. The mom is a total gangster. Also, maybe she just was like, look, I got a lot of kids. You're not all going to be the shit. So, process of elimination. Like, maybe she did a quick little audition. Like, What do you bring to the table? What do you want to be when you grow
this
up?
This gerbil's like, I can juggle. This gerbil's like, I can wear cool hats. Like, and the other one's like, what does this guy do? I have thumbs. Like, no, get over here. Just eat him to death.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
If you don't have any
big aspirations, you get eaten.
I read that
it's Hunger Games in that cage.
Some animals will eat their young if they feel like they're under threat. So maybe because they don't want they don't want anyone to hurt their babies, which makes no sense because then they kill them.
Yeah.
But some animals will eat their young if they feel threatened, which is so weird because it's like you're killing it anyway. Like, why do you care? Like, they just don't want anyone else to fuck with it. Like, if someone's going to take its life, it's going to be me. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, again, that's kind of a gangster mentality. But again, the gerbils in general are not bringing much to the world.
They're really
not.
They
don't eat other...
What do they do? Like, what is their purpose, a gerbil?
Because like spiders, don't they eat certain insects?
Spiders are, apparently they say never kill a spider because they eat like stuff that's bad, I guess. I don't know. But then spiders can also kill you. You know, Black Widow or fucking brown recluse or
Jesus
whatever.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
I know, there's that fact, like we eat how many spiders a night? Like apparently like we
Do we age- really?
Yes. Every person in their lifetime, it's a Google fact. Let me look it up. How many spiders?
Boy.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Googling it, spider facts.
Okay, hang on.
How do they make their way in? Are they going through the mouth?
Yeah,
maybe they're going
in
rectally.
Up the
we don't
nose,
know.
Who knows? Yeah. Okay, rectally, I'm dead. You sleep with your ass wide open.
Who doesn't? It's 2019. Good night, everybody.
Oh, my.
No, you have
you
to.
You leave. I'm all, Adam, what the you got here at 11.
I told you, one spider butthole joke and I'm out.
How many spiders? Hold on, I'm looking it up. Do we eat a night?
But also, it's like who? Like, there's got to be the same way we all have taste buds. Spiders have to be privy to like, maybe they are trying to get inside black people's mouths more than white people, or maybe they like Mormons versus Jews. Like, what? How do spiders break down the mouths that they're trying to get inside? A mouth isn't a mouth to a spider, right?
But a spider probably just sees like a cavernous hole, and they're like, "Ooh, a dungeon! I love dungeons. I'm a spider."
Oh yeah.
They probably just think it's like a cave. Okay, wait, here it is.
By the way, Brittany, we're going to want one more take of that. You are auditioning for the role of King Spider. So just one more
okay,
one more,
I
one
have
more reading.
To say that if I'm the spider.
The line is, again, you just said, I like big cavernous holes. I'm a spider. And your read was a little flat. Let's get it one more time. Again, the spider's the king of the spiders. He's got a beard. He's gay. So let's, here we go, one more time.
I like big cavernous holes.
Whoa, okay.
This looks nice.
Yeah, see now
I'm getting swallowed.
There it is.
What the fuck?
No, you like it though.
Okay, I do like it. Okay, ready? Fact or fiction? People swallow 8 spiders a year while they sleep.
Fiction.
You think?
Yeah.
It says, luckily for all of us, the fact that people swallow 8 spiders in their sleep a year isn't true. Not even close.
Boom.
The myth flies in the face of both spider and human biology, which makes it highly unlikely that a spider would end up in your mouth. Okay, so it's actually not true. So I guess we don't really eat spiders, but I'm sure sometimes we do and we don't know it. I don't sleep with my mouth open. I'm not a mouth breather. Like, do you ever meet
those
people?
How do you sleep in general?
Like a sarcophagus. Like, I'm like I'm dead. I die. I die every night and get
That's
resurrected.
Awesome. That's
good
sleep.
Yeah. Do you sleep? Do you snore? You snore?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I talk about sleep every now and then.
I talk too.
Yeah.
It's because we're talkative people.
It is, right?
Our brains
Our brains do not shut
down. Just because you're asleep doesn't mean you can't have a conversation.
I sing that song to myself every night and it does not help.
Do you want to hear a fucked up story?
Yeah.
Okay.
What
so
if I was like, no.
Yeah,
all right, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Right?
And I was like, that would be really weird. Actually, I wouldn't know what to do if you did say that.
Yeah. If you don't want to hear a fucked up story, there's something wrong with you.
Right. Everyone loves a good fucked up story.
There's two different types of people in this world. People that don't say thank you when a door is open for you.
That's awful.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People that if like a fat kid laughs at his own fart in an elevator and you don't laugh with him and high five him, you support ISIS. I think that's pretty.
Have you ever been in an elevator where someone farted and
you
heard it?
A kid? For sure.
What?
You've never been in an elevator where a kid has farted and laughed and you've laughed?
Never.
So if that did happen, would
you
laugh?
Where do
you
hang out? Like Chipotle elevator? Like what elevator
Chipotle
are you
has
in?
Elevators now?
I don't know.
They have a second floor?
In some buildings. I'm dead.
They have
I'm
a
dead.
Second floor just for the kid farts that
go
up to.
Yeah, kid farts. Yeah. Kid fart level 2.
Wait, what's your fucked up story?
Okay. So I have two. I went to elementary school with this kid named Kevin. I'm not going to say his last name.
Oh,
and
boy,
he was
really
always really weird. I know. It doesn't matter. Who knows where he is right now? I don't want him to come kill me.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
So he had like, he grew up in a really like tormented family and he was always having problems and he would come to school and he was the kid that everyone was like, oh, this kid's going to do something fucked up one day.
Damn.
He was that kid. You just kind of knew. He had very heavy energy.
Like shoot a BB gun at a slug or like maybe take
just
down a mall.
Just some heavy shit. Yeah. Listen, so like it gets crazy. So one day he gets to school and it was in the newspaper that his sister had tried to commit suicide. And this is how fucked up like our small town was. Like everyone would talk about like shit because they're just assholes and
everybody knows
what's
going
on. Exactly. So his sister tried to kill herself by hanging herself from the shower spout thing, but she was too fat that
she's so original.
It broke. And no. So she lived, and she just ended up going to the hospital, and like someone who's worked at the hospital told someone else, and then it was all around our town, so everyone knew this, that his sister was too fat to kill herself, and it was like really fucked up, and people were mean to him about it, which is crazy. I couldn't even like process that at the time. I was like, everyone's so awful. And so he came to school, and he was like really sad and fucked up.
Of course.
And then since then, he
He's
just
like,
got,
I don't know where I'm gonna shower now.
He just got darker and darker, and like one day, all of a sudden, he was gone. And we were like, where did he go? Where's Kevin? Like, what happened to him? And the teachers wouldn't tell us. And so one of the parents, one of my friend's parents was friends with his parents. And they found out that he took the house hamster or gerbil or whatever it was, put it in the microwave until it exploded.
What?
Yeah. He put the freaking, I don't know if it was a hamster or a gerbil, one of their pets. In the microwave.
Either way, it wasn't macaroni and cheese.
It was not macaroni and cheese. Not even close. He put it in the microwave until it exploded.
Oh, my God.
And then his
Which,
parents,
by the way, that's probably
like serial killer
shit. A couple minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's, oh, my
it's
God.
It's awful. Can you imagine? And, like, in alive, and then his parents were,
oh, God,
came
that
home.
Oh,
and his parents came home and like, asked him what happened, and he had no remorse. So they, like, took him and
well,
sent
he didn't
him
clean
away.
Out the microwave?
No, he left it. He left it. That's how his parents found it.
Oh,
and then
God.
He had no remorse, and then they sent him away, like, to some crazy people.
By the way,
shit.
Solid next move. You don't just
right?
go, all right, kids are going to be kids.
And
no,
like,
you
who kills?
Get him on a bus.
Who puts a live animal in a microwave?
Absolute psychos.
And
is that where he stopped? Do you think he, had he not been reprimanded, who knows what? Like
dude,
if,
exactly.
If he was like, dude, what other animals could I get in the quit?
Exactly. Or turn to people one day. Because they say that serial killers usually kill small animals first.
Yeah.
And then when they're older,
how
they
are you
going to
get a person in the microwave, though? Let's be honest.
Well, they don't kill them that way. They kill them another way. But most serial killers, when they're younger, that's the first sign. They kill animals. They cut off their limbs. They hurt them. And they have no remorse. They don't have empathy. They have no empathy.
I got peer pressured to once pour salt on a slug.
Oh, well, that's not.
But that's
everyone's
like,
kind of done that. Everyone, and did you want to know
I feel
this?
Like it's almost like getting finger on a bus.
Okay.
Like at some point it's going to happen.
And by the way, slugs are and snails are very dangerous, you guys.
Yeah.
I want to tell you this other story really quick. I love how I bring you on to tell stories. I'm like, Adam, shut up. I got
no,
another
this
story.
Is great. Dude, my story we'll get to. This is, we're catching up.
Okay, so this other kid, it was in the news like not too long ago. His friends dared him to eat.
Love a good dare.
A snail.
Yeah.
Okay.
These kids, by the way, are everywhere, and we cannot have enough of these weird-ass kids that
They're
are just
idiots.
Like, I'll eat a frog, and you're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Jesus
and
Christ.
And you're like, what is wrong with Billy? He swallowed my goldfish.
I was like, yeah, it tastes good.
Yeah,
you're the weird one.
Billy's like, you dared me. I had to do it. What was that?
Yeah, he really was like, there was no option for me not
yeah,
to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a dare. If I don't want to look like a pussy, I had to eat it.
This kid also didn't get a lot of attention, and if you get, like, singled out, and
yeah.
you're like, this is my way to get friends and
yeah,
fans.
Yeah.
Anyway, so,
so
what did he...
So this kid swallows the snail
and... Oh, in just one gulp.
Yeah, because his friends dared him. And then 2 days later, he got very ill.
Oh, no.
And because you know snails and slugs
poisonous,
like to
right?
eat poop. So they
right.
they're always on shit. Like if my dogs go shit in the backyard, there's always snails on it. Always. Or slugs. That's what they eat. They eat the poop.
Can we just talk about that for a minute? Imagine getting created as a creature... Getting to a certain point to where you understand that, like, you need nutrition in your body to survive. And then once you realize, like, as a kid, remember, like, being like, popsicles. I bet those look good. I bet they taste good. They do. Yeah. Hell yeah. This is, I can add this to my list of treats to enjoy. But as a snail, you're like, ah, oh boy, I think, I'm hungry. But, oh, what is that? Oh, it's shit. I think I want that. And everyone's like, yeah, you do. You're a snail, man. And you're like, oh, is that? Is there anything else like a Kobe beef slider? No, man, it's
all you got is shit. That's your only option.
Shit is what you love, and that's all you eat. And then, oh, dude, and that's all.
So depressing, right?
And you're probably a little bummed out about it. Like, you're going bummed, being like, oh, God.
Such a bummer. You got shit on your mouth. You can't run from predators.
You come late to the snail party, and everyone's still busting your balls, even though that's all that there is to eat at the party. You're like, you got some shit in your mouth. Dude, like, there's shit everywhere,
everyone
man.
Everyone eats shit.
We're
all
dipping
eat-
the tortilla chips in shit. The tortilla tits. We're dipping the tortilla-shaped tits in shit. All right? We're snails. Don't you be busting my balls, Larry.
Oh my God, my little snail balls. Okay, so the kid.
What's wrong with the kid? Please tell me he survived. Jesus, Britt.
Isn't this fucking.
Fuck. What's the name of this podcast called I Told You So?
It's called Paranoid Podcast with Brittany Furlan.
Don't eat
don't
snails.
Don't leave your house.
Don't eat
snails. Okay, don't eat
snails.
Fucking snails.
Wait, because the poop.
So the snails had been eating poop and had E. coli. And snails carry E. coli, which is kills humans if you get enough of it in your system.
Yeah,
and he swallowed.
Talk to Jack in the Box.
And he swallowed, right? And he swallowed the snail and had a large amount of E. coli on it from it being on shit.
Oh, that sucks.
And it poisoned his entire body and he died. He died from a dare. From a dare.
Dude, kids. Now, this, by the way, needs to be implemented into the DARE program.
And you guys can Google that, by the way.
Yeah, Google it.
There's no fake shit on this podcast.
No, that sounded real.
Only my lip fillers.
They look good. I said it like a Jewish mother. They look good. You can't tell.
You
who's
did a
doc?
Good job. You didn't go too much.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't want you to look like Joan Rivers. You look good. I will look
good.
Like Joan Rivers in a few years.
No, you're great.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And then we will be back with more fucked up stories to make you never want to leave your house with Adam Ray.
There it is.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
And we're back. Thanks, right. You guys, for sitting through those ads. I hope it made it kind of tolerable. I try to make them funny, but, you know, also all the products that I do endorse on this podcast, I genuinely do care about these
that
products.
That matters.
I've had so many offers, not to sound like a, you know, whatever, but I've had
but
so
are.
Many offers for products that, and most of the time I'm like, no. You know what I mean? So
remember
I
your Vine
I
days when you
them.
Do one for like, was it like Arby's or Wendy's?
Yeah.
I was like, legit.
Yeah.
Both places. Very delicious.
I did Wendy's. I did Domino's. I did Pizza Hut. I did fucking. I did so many. I worked with so many companies. It's kind
you,
of crazy.
You helped them so much. Like, if you really break it down, like, they. When have you been like, did you see that hilarious Domino's commercial?
Aww.
No. So it's like you. I mean, I'm sure they compensated you, but I'm
yeah,
sure it's
of course.
Not like. I'm sure it could have been to get that type of an audience targeted and have it be funny.
Yeah.
And like, did they let you push the envelope at all or no?
Oh yeah, that was the crazy thing, was that like I would sometimes just fuck with them and suggest the most fucked up idea.
Like, I got an idea where a kid eats a snail and dies, and then we're all sitting over his grave being like, should have had a
hamburger. Yeah, exactly, right? No, so I would do the most fucked up ideas and they'd be like, sure. And I was like, oh my God, this is so funny that I'm getting away with this. But yeah, no, it was great. It was a great time in my life. So we were talking about kids dying from snails. We were talking about gerbils, hamsters. Oh, I have one more hamster story.
Please.
Do you have another worst first?
Yeah.
You do or
yeah.
no?
Yeah. Oh, I got a good one. Yeah.
You got another one?
Yeah. It's
okay.
A good
can
one.
I tell you one more hamster story?
This is your show.
While we're on the hamsters subject,
I feel like we should finish up animal cruelty and then transition into the first time I had a pot brownie and rushed the stage at the Price is Right.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. Everyone's edible stories are horrible, guys.
No,
mine ends.
Mine is
ends well.
Look, it starts poorly.
Oh,
and
boy.
Yeah, like almost called Cedar Sinai's and asked them to come pick me up.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's me. Every time I smoke even a little bit of weed.
Well, this was not a little bit. This was a lot of brownie.
Yeah. And too much.
Yeah. So
okay, we'll get
we'll
to
put
it.
A pin in that.
Okay, we're putting
but
a pin in it.
It ends with me doing the robot behind Bob Barker.
So oh my God.
Which
okay,
clip is out there on YouTube.
I can't wait to hear that story. Okay, so the next story was that I had a hamster.
As a kid.
As a kid.
Oh.
And his name was Hammy.
Fuck.
Because I'm
what
smart
are the other options
and very
you...
unique and think of names. My dad's like, what do you want to name it? I'm like, Hammer.
He's like, Hammy okay. Stir.
Really unique name. So Hammy
it
the Hamster.
It is a fun name, though.
Hammy.
Yeah.
Hammy
it's
the
endearing.
Hamster,
yeah.
All right? Like yeah. Harry Hamlin.
Yes.
Hammy the Hamster.
Yes.
Same thing, right? Okay, so Hammy was a dick, okay? He was a total dick.
What do you got to do to be a dick hamster?
He just never let me touch him. I couldn't even, and we got him when he was a baby, and I thought, oh, like, he bites me a little bit now, but he'll stop when he gets older.
Yeah.
No, I had this hamster for a year, and every time I'd pick him up, he would fucking bite me.
Jesus.
And it sucked, and bit hard, drew blood. Like, they have sharp little fucking hamster teeth,
yeah.
Okay? Like, I don't even know why they sell them in pet stores. Like, just let the hamsters be free.
Yeah.
Whose idea was, like, this is a great pet?
It's not.
Like guinea pigs, yeah. I had a guinea pig too, and she never bit me. But
even a chinchilla, I was around senior college. My roommate had two chinchillas.
Were they cool?
Boomer and Mama, yeah. Until actually, one day, seems Tori Rubin, we call him Trubin. He, you know, he's an adult, but he was a kid actor, still looks like he's 12.
He's got a really like funny voice like this, and he was like, oh man, guys, Boomer ate Mama last night. And we were like, what? He's like, yeah. I was like, I didn't know chinchillas ate each other. He's like, neither did I. I was like, fuck, dude. So I think,
These are full-grown chinchillas?
Yeah, dude. I don't know if you've seen a chinchilla
They're
live.
They're big.
Yeah, they look like rabbits meets
with like bunnies,
hamsters
yeah.
and guinea pigs.
And bunnies.
What do guinea pigs look like?
Guinea pigs are like just cute little like, yeah, they're just like rodents.
They're probably
they're cuter
of the rodent kingdom.
Yeah, they're cute. They have those gnarly teeth though, but they're cute.
And what are they doing with these teeth? Oh, eating carrots and
wood and stuff. Veggies. But they're the ones I noticed that don't really bite guinea pigs. I don't know, guys. Comment if you've had a guinea pig bite you. I've never had a guinea pig bite me or a bunny.
Can they perform cunnilingus or probably
I'm
not?
Sure.
With those teeth?
I mean.
Yikes.
It's weird, right?
If you saw a dude, yeah. right, and now you're happily married. Congrats, by the way.
Thank
I haven't
you.
Seen you since then.
I know.
That's amazing.
How weird.
And hearing you talk about him on Tiger Belly was so sweet. That was
Aww.
Such a sweet story.
I love him.
Yeah, it's really
the
great.
Best.
But if you ever, let's, you know, just talk hypothetically.
Yeah.
Saw a dude, mm-hmm. let's say you're on a date or you see a girl that's going out with a guy.
Yeah.
And he's just got a couple of Bugs Bunny just rocking the front of his face. Is that a deal breaker?
Yes.
Because do you think like
oh
down the line, 2 hours, 2 weeks, 2 years, if he's going to get down into a place where he's trying to take things up a notch and you're like, dude, there's a lot more risk here than reward.
You keep bringing, like, saying things that are triggering other stories. There was a guy on this dating app that I was on who was so hot. Okay? So hot and always posed with his mouth closed. And then when I met up with him, had the gnarliest set of Bugs Bunny, two front teeth, longer than all of his other front teeth. So
no.
It was just straight up fucking
those two teeth
horrible,
went into the other teeth, so he didn't even have bottom teeth here.
And one was kind of gray.
What?
Like it had died, the what? Root had died. Yeah, so I was like, "Oh my God, this guy did not show his teeth in the picture," and it was a deal breaker for me. I know it sounds shallow. I'm sorry,
no.
guys. I'm a little bit shallow.
The mouth is
but
such
mouth
an integral
important.
Part of the relationship.
Yeah, and he was like this model, and then his teeth were crazy. He just and then I noticed all his pictures, nothing with the teeth. All.
And you just thought he was a cool guy.
I thought he was so hot. And then I met him and he's like, hey. And I'm like, what? What the fuck is that?
I would love to see the tape of you.
Yo, my
reaction. The security cam of when he first, when he sits down. Because like, did he try to like already be eating when you got there? So he could be like, all right, I still have a few minutes to kill some time with my mouth because I'm chewing. But then that moment he took a drink and you were like, so do you live far from here? And he was like, actually, it's a Studio City. And you're like, oh, God. Oh, God. Somebody get the fire department on speed dial.
It was so gnarly. Actually, it was as soon as we started talking. And you could tell he was self-conscious about it because he was one of those people that tried to hide his teeth when he talked.
Oh, now I feel
and
bad.
And they were so bad that he couldn't hide them.
You got to do something
and
about
so
that.
And so I just cut the date short. I was
how'd you get out
I
of
got
it?
My period. I don't know. I made something up. Girls just make shit up.
You say I got my period in that voice.
Yeah.
No dude like, I got my period. You didn't sound like that when we sat down. Yeah, well, my periods make me talk like this. And then you're like, all right, maybe I should go.
Or I just start talking like I have like a lisp.
Yeah.
And then
a lisp, yeah.
And next day, tell me more about yourself.
Yeah.
And
he's or like, maybe that,
and then
that
he
could backfire.
Leaves.
What if it turns him on?
And then he leaves me. Oh, my God, dead.
By the way, even if you're not into kissing.
Nothing wrong with people that have lisps, by the way. Sometimes I find them very endearing.
They're always endearing.
All
yeah.
The people that have
mostly
lisps.
On kids, though. Yeah. On adults, you're always like, oh, dude, there wasn't a class you could take. So, but I think they're, okay. That's at Adam Ray Comedy on Twitter. But so I think they're.
Get ready.
When you laugh is the best.
Attacked by the lisp brigade.
Oh, God. I know, dude. There's some sort of organization out there that's going to take me
down.
You
here, buddy. We
you son of a
your
fucking
shit.
Bitch.
You, can, you go on your Twitter, whoa. You still get sprayed through the computer.
Whoa. Isolate this clip. Send it to all my old teachers who said I would never make it.
Oh, my God. I can't. Okay.
Wait, but real quick. The mouth.
Okay.
Even if you don't kiss, that's such a big part of the... Like, even if you're just like, man, I'm all about a little massage and then straight to the butt. Whatever your thing is, like, you still got to talk and converse. So, like, you know.
Teeth are so important to me.
Yeah,
I just love a good pair of teeth.
And even if they're
you
a little.
You have nice teeth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So do you.
Thanks. Yours are real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even if you don't, even if, like, a couple are weird, at least if you're, like, brush. And you
whiten.
Keep, and you whiten and you keep them, like, but to go. If your tooth goes gray,
it's scary.
I didn't even know that color was an option on the spectrum of teeth.
It's like a dead root. It goes gray. His one tooth was gray at the top, and it went down into the tooth a little bit.
Because yellow, like we've seen, and that's like more common, but like gray.
It was worrisome.
It's like it skipped. It's like, I think we should go like yellow, green, blue, like hit the rainbow spectrum, and then gray isn't even on that spectrum.
Gray is like when you mix all the colors together and shit's just really fucked up. It always turns gray.
Gray's just, you know, this mouth is, you need a new mouth. I gotta
be
honest.
Oh my God, it's sad. Anyway, I'm sorry to anyone who listens to me that has gray teeth. We're here for you.
Yeah, we're here for you.
We're here for
but
you.
But we're also
be
just here for
not
us,
gonna date
you. Know?
You.
No. Oh my God.
Horrible.
No, but
I'm married anyway.
You got choices.
Yeah,
you know?
You do have choices.
There's gotta be dude, anytime I go to the toothpaste aisle, there's now so many options.
Well, I had a girlfriend with a gray tooth. It's actually the root is like the tooth is dead. I had a girlfriend who had that, and she just got a veneer. Like, she got, like, a fake tooth put in, and that's
and those
what
can be
do.
Pricey, but, like...
Yeah, they are expensive.
Again, there's got to be a...
That's why some people don't do it, so it is kind of sad for people. Some people are stuck. They just it would rather have a gray tooth than no tooth.
Or just maybe just talk with one side of your mouth open. How can you
know.
Adjust?
There's got to be options. What about bonding? I don't know. Anyway. Listen, if you got a gray tooth, we love you. We're here for you, and we'll help you figure it out. Leave it in the comments.
Leave it in the comments.
We'll help you.
Speaking of the comments, Hand me the hamster.
Okay, hand me the hamster. So back to hand me the hamster. Okay, sorry, guys. We both have ADD, unmedicated.
It's great, though.
It's going to be a crazy podcast. So
we haven't seen each other in a minute,
know,
so all these
so
stories,
good.
Like, we could
so
talk forever.
It's so fluid. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. So... Hammy the hamster, we take him over to my grandfather's house, my mom's dad, and he's a heavy smoker, my grandpa. But he loves animals, okay?
Cool.
But he just, the house is like, smells like cigarettes. It's like a mess, right? So I bring Hammy over in the cage, and I show him to my grandpa, and I'm like, Grandpa, look, it's Hammy, my hamster. And he's like, let me see that little son of a bitch. And he like gets in there with his like old crickety hands, and like he's holding the hamster, and the hamster is just biting the fuck out of his hand. He's just...
By the way, let's talk about grandpa hands. These are not sturdy pieces of machinery.
And by the way, grandpa
hands...
These
are veiny,
old crackling
open.
Hard. He couldn't even feel the bites, and the bites, no blood was coming out because my grandpa's hands were so, like, calloused and old.
Oh.
So he's just biting. My grandpa's like, he's biting me. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, you little son of a bitch. And he takes a big inhale of his cigarette and goes...
Oh, man.
Right in the hamster's face. And the hamster goes... Like this, literally, that's the face. The hamster goes, the big waft of smoke in his face.
He's like, I'm a marble red guy, type of guy.
Then he stopped. And my grandfather, by the way, did. He smoked like gnarly marble reds.
Oh, yeah.
And then he goes, here you go. And he gives him back to me. And I put the hamster in his cage. And he's like, he looks like finish up. Like finish him, Mortal Kombat. He's all like wavy and shit.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm like, I go eat dinner with my grandma. And then we're sitting at the table. And then like an hour later, I go back to check on Hammy. And he's just totally still. And I'm like, Hammy? I'm like, oh,
smoke.
Maybe he's sleeping. Like, what's going on, right?
Fuck.
And then
I think I know where the story is.
Then like a
be.
Couple hours later, we're like going to leave. It's like now hours later. And he's still laying there. And I go in, I open the cage and I touch him and he's hard. He's like starting to get hard. He's dead. He fucking killed my hamster, my grandfather.
Wow, okay. And maybe I'm just a dude and got sex on the brain, but I was like, how did this hamster get a boner? I didn't know. Okay, so not that.
His no, it was
body,
a girl. Hammy was a girl. And so she...
You pressed her stomach and
stomach,
she...
The top of the back was hard. It was starting
so
to get hard. Starting
just...
She was already starting to go through rigor mortis because it had been a couple hours.
Oh, God.
And the face was like... It was so sad.
Yeah, that's
and
not
I
a
started,
sleeping face.
No, and I started crying. And then
did.
My grandmother pulled me to the side and she was like... Don't tell your grandfather. He loves animals. He doesn't. He'll be so upset.
He'll
if
be
he
distraught
knows.
If he knows that he's a murderer.
Yeah,
now
he'll be so upset if he knows he killed it.
He was like, "It's a fun goof.
And
you were
so,
biting me.
And,
I was blowing smoke in your face."
And so I'm like, it's, "Okay, I won't tell grandpa." And I'm like crying. And
yeah.
Then like we go to leave, and I'm like, and I'm holding the cage, and I'm like going to leave out to the car. And my grandpa's like, "Bye, Hammy." And I'm like,
"Oh
and I'm
God!"
Just
does he know he just
he
talked
had
to a
no
dead hamster?
Idea that he
now
fucking,
he's a crazy person talking to dead animals.
My hamster, and,
oh.
I never told him. I never
that was
told
the right
him.
Move.
Yeah,
that was the right move.
I never told him because he did love
such
animals.
A sweet guy.
He, oh. I think when he blew the smoke in his face, which was totally wrong, but he was trying to be funny, and it was
also,
awful.
Also, you know what? You never there's certain things you just don't hear about.
Yeah.
That you should avoid. Like, and
I mean,
smoke
I think that's
a
pretty like don't blow smoke in your
hamster. You're right. Yeah. Look at me trying to take his eye. Be like, how is he supposed to know? You pour a little acid on his face. Come on, we're having a good time.
So
you're being a buzzkill and dying on everybody. I'm so
know,
sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Did you get
sad.
A new hamster? Get a replacement?
No, I actually didn't. I ended up getting a guinea pig. And then my guinea pig.
Jesus Christ. And then my grandma poured a bottle of Jack Daniels down his throat. Look, my grandparents were old fashioned, but they were looking to have a good time with not just the grandkids, but the grandpets.
My family.
And this pussy ass guinea pig couldn't drink a Jack and diet.
My family was the one that murdered the hamster in the microwave. No, it wasn't. Okay, so I got a guinea pig. This is the last story, and then we're telling
no,
your
I
edible
love it.
Story.
This is great.
Okay, so I got a guinea pig then because my dad was like, guinea pigs are a little nicer, and like they don't bite, and they're
a
sweeter,
more tolerant
right?
To smoke.
A little bit more like, yeah, it's a bigger animal, and you're not going to kill it from blowing smoke in its face, right? So he gets me more of a sturdy animal,
okay.
We think.
How soon after, by the way?
Like a week or two.
Okay.
You know, it's not like
kids
a dog.
Can bounce back, right?
Kids bounce
back.
I want a
dog too.
Yeah, a dog is like, you lose
forever.
A dog and it's like a child. Like, I still mourn my dog, Maggie Poos. You met Maggie
Poos.
Oh,
yeah. She was so sweet.
Okay, sorry. We won't talk about that. Yep. That's another story. Jesus Christ. Okay, so.
So much to talk about.
So, girl, we do not have
to. There's not enough time in the day. Ever just wish there were more hours in the day? I wish the sun would come out and stay out. What's with this moon stuff? All right.
Oh my God, I love you. I would love to do like a sketch with you where it's just like us, the all girl mimosa day.
Yeah. Oh
it's
my
like
God,
just
let's
a funny,
do it.
We should do it. You have a full beard but with like makeup on and a dress.
Oh yeah.
Okay, we're doing it.
I
okay.
did this sketch where I played a girl on a blind date with my buddy Beck Bennett, who's now on SNL.
Oh, Beck.
Yeah, the best.
Yeah, I did a movie with him.
Dreamland.
And oh no, not Dreamland, Unicorn, the Unicorn.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I just saw that.
Yeah.
So good.
Did you like it?
So
yeah,
good.
It has Lucy Hale
Crush.
In
that
it.
Scene
if you
was
guys
amazing.
Haven't seen the Unicorn, it's really good.
By the way,
I'm in it.
Scene stealer.
Oh, really?
Fuck yeah.
I was crazy in that.
Yeah, it was great.
It was fun.
Getting in the Uber, you were so good with
I
that.
I was like, oh my God. You guys have to watch The Unicorn. It has Lucy Hale.
Your contrast
Bennett,
of
and
Kyle
Mooney.
Playing off of Nick Rutherford and Lauren Lapkus
oh my God,
was
I
so
love
funny.
Them. Yeah, they're
That's
great.
That's a really good movie.
Thanks. Yeah, guys, check it out. It's on iTunes.
Yeah.
It's called The Unicorn. But anyway, go ahead.
So,
So you were saying that you did a sketch with Beck.
Oh, yeah. But I was a girl on a blind date with him. And I was clean shaven and everything in the wig, but like still had like. You know,
arm
hair on my hands
yeah,
and like on my legs,
yeah,
like
yeah.
you could pan down at one point
yeah,
and see
yeah.
it, like just because we thought that was
you were trying
funny.
To convince that you
but
were.
But I was wearing like, you know, kind of a little bit of a stuffed bra and like a tank top and a skirt that I got from American Apparel.
Stop.
So I was like trying to do, look somewhat girly, but then
yeah.
we were like, it's kind of funny if there is just a little, like as long as you get this,
yeah,
clean, so at least you're trying. But then there's like some arm hair. You're like, all right, maybe this girl's just got, you know, some.
Maybe
some...
she's Italian. Who knows? Like me, aka me. Before I got my body lasered. Okay, so that's hilarious. Where can we watch that sketch?
YouTube.
Okay, YouTube. Adam Ray. On YouTube. YouTube.com/ I'm sure there's so many Adam Ray videos on YouTube. You guys will laugh. He's very talented.
Speaking of which, my album, Read the Room, that came out, the full album video that was taped on three red cameras in San Francisco at the Punchline, the full video is now up.
On three red cameras. Did you guys
get that? It looks good. There's so many stand-up clips on bullshit
cameras.
Edited
by Martin Scorsese.
Hilarious, I wish. It's actually David Scorsese, but we couldn't get Martin.
Danny Elfman did the music. It's very, very, very impactful.
No, Jenna Elfman did the music, so... We got the side track of everybody.
Okay,
everybody's B-side.
Can I finish my guinea pig story?
Please. We'll get to it in 2022.
Are you done promoting yourself? Just
Look,
kidding.
Guinea
That's
pigs,
what he's
by the
here
way,
for.
Are making a comeback. So, okay. Everyone out there, if you have a guinea pig story, email us.
You just burp.
But you haven't been drinking since 5 a.m.? So, if you have a guinea pig story, send it to us at yoyoguineapigsrule@gmail.com, or is it Yahoo?
Oh my God, is it AOL? How could
AOL?
You forget?
Hashtag deep cuts, hashtag throwbacks, hashtag AOL, hashtag oh my God. Remember Instant Messenger, hashtag Guy.
AIM, hashtag Guy Fieri.
Hashtag Guy Fieri hit me up on Instagram. Hashtag Guy Fieri still hits me up on Instant Messenger. Hashtag I don't have my Instant Messenger anymore. Hashtag Napa Valley. Hashtag Guy's Grocery Games. Hashtag Guy's Games. Hashtag DM. I don't know.
What are these shows, by the way?
Too many.
There's too many HGTV shows, but I watch all of them. And Food Network. I watch all of them.
Do you want to go on a Food Network show?
Chop Junior, Master Chef, Master Chef Junior.
Here's why I love
Master Chef Infants.
I mean,
we're going to watch this baby cut a tomato. Come on, yes, baby. Gets a 1-month-old baby. It says a cut tomatoes.
Like, dude, your meatballs were bullshit.
Yeah, what the fuck is this shit? He chucks like, the baby.
By the way, here's how. Here's
we're
how,
like so ADD.
Okay, we'll finish the hamster story, but I gotta tell you, guinea pig. Okay, sorry. Here's how awful Chop Jr. is, but brilliant. These kids can't even tie their fucking shoes,
no. And
they are succumbing to this verbal abuse that these judges. I guess they know it's good TV, and they're like, we still gotta critique the meal. They fucking barely know the multiplication tables, right. And they're like, there's my lemon bolognese. I tried really hard, and the judge is like, yeah, well,
it tastes like ass.
You didn't try that hard, Caleb. And he's like, my mom liked it. And I'm like, well, your mom's a fucking idiot, dude. Does she have a mouth? Could she taste this? And then the girl's like, what about my tuna tartare? And they're like, it's flat like your chest, Christine. And she's like, I'm 12. I don't have tits. That's not my fault. You know, like
you're so right. Sometimes they make them cry and it breaks my heart.
I know.
I'm like, I can't even make garlic bread from scratch and this kid did it.
Dude,
like,
I burnt SpaghettiOs in the fifth grade. Like, these kids are surpassing most kids' culinary skills.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, this is my lobster roll with a, you know, potato salad.
And creme fraiche.
And
like, I'm like, what is creme fraiche? I didn't even know what that was.
Yeah, they're like, well, I just made it up. I thought I'd experiment in the kitchen. You're like, what? They're like, I do a little food improv. And you're like, well, Jesus Christ. And the judge is like, dude, you should have improvised, you know, your way into a different home and had been raised by different parents, because this shit tastes like, you know what I'd rather eat? I would rather eat a gerbil in the microwave.
You're
going
to have to improv your way into a new career, because this is terrible. Me being creative in the kitchen is like throwing some peas and some macaroni and cheese. I'm like, oh, that'll
by the
be
way,
that. That's a nice garnish.
It's a nice garnish.
If you need some vegetables, put some peas in the macaroni and cheese. It's delicious.
God. By the way, I did love that as a kid.
It's great.
It is great.
It's a way parents get kids to eat their vegetables.
My sister used to make fun of me all the time.
I
She's
love
like,
it.
You like peas in your macaroni and cheese? You're a fucking weirdo. I was like, well, you're adopted. So I think we should talk about
the guinea pig
story.
Was she adopted?
Yeah, but she's great. Yeah, crazy, right?
I didn't know your parents adopted, but they had you.
So they tried to have a couple, couldn't get it done, adopted. I think they knew they wanted to adopt one, got her, tried a little bit more, they were trying to fuck. Yeah. And they and then all of a sudden I happened when they were probably about to be done and maybe adopt another. And they couldn't see my wiener for a little bit, so they thought I was a girl, and now it's, you know, there's no problem. But back in the day,
still having the problem seeing the wiener, but you know, but, he's a boy, guys.
Yeah, yeah. It's a, you know, it sometimes it's cold, and so this thing was tucked away.
Yeah,
and they were gonna name me a girl. I was gonna be Rachel Ray.
Stop.
Can you?
Are you really serious?
Nah, it's a bit. Yeah, 1,000%.
You were gonna be Rachel.
Mom
Ray?
Wanted Rachel. Dad wanted Sam, I think.
Sam Ray.
Sam was kind of, yeah, Sam. I would have been called Sam Rye. I mean, like, Sam is a cool girl's name, kind of.
I like the name Sam. Yeah. I like girls that have guy names. I think that's cool.
A friend of mine who was Sam is now a girl, and easy switch, Samantha.
It's a guy who turned into a girl.
Yeah.
And now is Sam.
That's a crazy story. Oh, real wow. quick, that
okay.
story
okay.
was a dude.
Uh-huh.
Long hair right. in the plays.
You're never like, really love, had a, was a dude, long hair, tits, vagina.
Tits, so the trans, vagina, dick. Didn't really have tough transitioning. Just, oh my God. No, so funny. But so, great dude, and yeah. Was kind of having issues with, you know, finding a gal he could connect with in high school. Post school, we were, you know, still connecting. I'd go back home, meet up every now and then with a nice group from school, and then he meets this girl online.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, Jesus Christ, and we see pictures of her, and we're like, you know, some we're just like, wow, you're kind of batting out of your league, but awesome. And
yeah.
he's like, she's great. We're fucking. And then she moves out and then they get engaged. And then he decides, you know what? This dude thing isn't for me.
No.
You know what I could, you know what I'm missing in my life? Tits. So.
Does he like guys or he likes girls still?
Still likes girls.
But wants to be.
So, which I thought was genius.
So
I was
very
like,
because
he had to wait
like
2 years Jenner. To get the surgery. So I was like, right. dude, what a fucking. This is, someone's hitting the jackpot. If you're into a girl and the girl's getting hot and heavy and she's like, I wish we had a strap on to tank things up a notch. And he's like, say no more.
Wow.
Got one built in. But he sat us down one day and was like, guys, over Christmas break, he's like, we're all going around sharing news. Like, what's going on with you guys? I'm like, wow, man, I started this podcast. And
he's all, I got a pussy. Kinda, yeah.
You're all, so anyway, again, I got this podcast.
Oh, my God. So what happened?
But so he told us that, and we were all supportive. It was just like, you know, you're like, fuck yeah, dude. If this makes you happy,
yeah.
whatever. It's going to be great. But he had to tell his fiance.
Oh, my God. They were engaged?
Yes.
She didn't know?
2 months out from being married. And he, and so then we started kind of, I couldn't help. The comic in me is like, dude, what? How did this go down? Like, did you
try on her shit?
What?
Or, and be like, her shit's really cute. Actually, way cuter than mine.
Do you mind if I wear this tonight?
This looks good with my skin tone.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe he'd be like, you know, look, I just think I need to change. Things aren't working out. And she's
yeah.
like, what do you mean? Do you want like, do you want to move? Do you want to get a bigger place? And, no, it's something. It's not you. It's me. But maybe it is me. But I could get a new job, or we could try something. We could get more adventurous in the bedroom. That's a start.
Yeah.
I think no. It's more that I look at this. Feel the dick is just, it's not me. I mean, the dick is not, yeah, it's just, I want something else. I want a smaller dick. What are you, a smaller dick? Well, yeah, there's surgeries that can be done. Again, you're on the right track. Let's keep that, yeah, surgeries, you know, and then maybe he tries that on surgery, dick, smaller dick, want a pussy, I want to be a woman, yeah, you know, but so
that's how did she handle it?
I mean, how do you think she would handle it?
They left, they split up.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's devastating to be on the receiving end of that.
Yeah.
But again, now she is very happy. And I think makes video games in Denmark.
Is she married to someone else?
Good question. I don't know.
Is he married now?
Who?
Your friend that turned into a woman?
Oh, I thought that's what you meant.
Oh.
Because she.
Oh, she. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to like past identify.
Whoa.
Okay, so she, Sam.
Yeah.
And
Samantha
her,
now.
Samantha and her fiance broke up.
Yeah. She
and
probably
then she
remarried. Yeah.
Remarried.
By the way,
do you talk to her still?
No. There's got to be. Oh boy!
I know. I
there's
didn't even get to hear your story.
I'll tell a condensed version.
Okay.
There's still a probably chance that she's gonna have some trepidations about getting involved with another dude, right? Because guess what? You can have one dude
yeah.
turn into a woman on you,
and then that's scary.
If that happens again,
yeah.
Oh boy,
you're
do
like,
you yourself just gotta go to turn into a dude just to fucking
you're like horrified.
Balance this out.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
If you met a girl and you were super in love with her,
yeah.
like loved the shit out of her, and then one day she came to you and said, "I want a penis." What would you do?
Pull my pants down and be like, sorry you couldn't see it on the sonogram 37 years ago. But now you can.
But would you stay with her if she decided she wanted a penis instead of a vagina?
Yeah, for an hour so we could do the podcast and she could talk about it. And then that would be a wrap. Game, set, match. You want a penis? I want a new relationship.
Oh, my God. Okay, so there's that. Okay, can I just tell you how the guinea pig died really quick? And then we're going to have Adam's story.
Real quick,
and
yeah.
then we'll be done.
We got time.
So the guinea pig, I got the guinea pig. She was amazing, and I loved her, and I was obsessed with her. She didn't bite me. She was so sweet. Best animal ever.
Yeah.
Then one day I wake up, and I notice her hair is falling out.
Yikes.
And I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with my guinea pig? Like, it has patches of hair missing, and the skin underneath is all scaly.
Oof.
And I was like, what's wrong with my guinea pig?
Yeah.
And then my dad comes in, and he's like, don't touch your guinea pig. And I was like, why? He's like, don't touch it. And because my dad's smart and knows shit. And so he takes us to the guinea pig to the vet. And it has fucking scabies. Like
yeah.
a gnarly case of scabies
yeah.
where it's like, I don't know why they said they couldn't fix it. But all of its hair ended up falling out. and it ended up like over a couple weeks, ended up, they tried to fix it and all of its hair ended up falling out. And then it like, they were like, we have to put your guinea pig down. But it was like so sad. It was so sad, yeah. So that was my guinea pig story. I don't know why I felt the need to tell that. That was kind of depressing.
No, we should end on that.
Yeah, we shouldn't end on that. Okay, so you're going to tell us your edible story. Let's make everybody laugh before we go.
So pot brownies. Hadn't done them before. Had one sophomore year of college. I had a group from the fraternity going to taping of The Price is Right. If you get more than 20 people to attend, you get guaranteed one person to get called down to contestants row. Oh. So we had like 25 dudes. And the night before... just kind of getting excited, pre-gaming the night before.
To go to The Price is Right.
Right, the next morning at like 10 a.m.
What are you guys, like 50-year-old women?
Yeah.
Cheryl, let me tell, I baked these brownies.
Get those spritzes.
Get all the girls, we're going down to The Price is Right.
A good brownie chase is a spritzer. Strawberry spritzer, raspberry spritzer. The spritzer spritzes.
Okay, so you had 25 guys, you're pre-gaming to go to The Price
is
Right.
I mean a brownie the night before. And again, you don't... oversee the cooking process. You're just trusting that there's a safe amount in there.
You knew they were pot brownies.
Yeah.
No one was fucking.
No. Okay. But I just like, I just ate too many. I hadn't done them before. And I was, and they're so good. You're like, I can't even taste. There's not even drugs in here.
Right.
Next thing you know, I'm out on the little patio, like doing some weird step ball change tap dance routine. Cause sometimes you get so high, you play this weird, game with yourself of, if you don't do this, your heart's going to explode.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You just get paranoid. Scary. You psych yourself out. Yeah. So for whatever reason, I was like, dude, if you don't fucking like...
keep yourself you're going to die.
But in like a rhythmic way, like... And I was just like tap dancing on the patio, like doing... And it's out in the little...
like, whoa, Adam's got moves, girl. But really, it's just because you're paranoid that you're going to die,
And so I'm doing that on the little patio. And there's a couple rooms across in the fraternity. I'm doing this for about 6-7 minutes. And then finally, after 6-7 minutes, I just hear from the other end of the hallway... somebody had been sitting there and just goes, are you okay?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, yo, 2 minutes of that, you should have been checking
in. Are you okay?
But 7 minutes just to be like, he's probably working on something. He's probably in a musical coming up or something. This guy's just dedicated to the craft. But, like, clearly what
I was doing
is not in any sort of production of Pippin. So... yeah, I'm just like.
What was in those brownies? The Harlem Shake? You're all... oh, my
God. So I'm riding that high into the next morning.
Yeah.
Still very high. Start to drink to kind of add on to that, maybe kind of equalize it. And then we're in line for The Price is Right, and they have somebody come through that producers that to ask you one question. Why do you want to be on The Price is Right? Most people's answers are like, because I've been watching it for years, and I drove all the way from Wisconsin. I got to get that dinette set. And somebody's like, I'm on my period. And they're like, all right, you can take a seat. And then he hits one of my buddies, and he's just so hammered. Tiny little dude, just can't handle his booze or pot. And they're like, why do you want to be? And he's like, I'll suck Bob Barker's dick.
No,
like,
he didn't.
All right, next. Oh, yeah. He starts laughing real hard. We start laughing. They're like, he's definitely not getting called down.
Yeah, for sure.
We believe that he will try.
Yeah.
He'd just be running down and be like, Bob, open up. And so we all get in there. And it's a $1 million show, by the way. So the prizes are, it was like an 8 p.m. Price is Right. Not 11 a.m. 8 p.m. prime time. Barker's still hosting. Rod Roddy was still alive. It's 2003. And the prizes, initially out of the gate, they're like, here's some dishwashing soap and a basket of Funyuns or, a cool pool table. Yeah. But now it's like an Escalade right out of the gate.
Whoa.
And a trip to the Bahamas.
Whoa.
A hot air balloon ride with
Beyonce.
Yeah. That sounds great. And so our guy doesn't get called up. In the very end, he gets called up. But there's only one more, it was the last spot. So he had one chance to try to get on the stage. And we're all screaming, a bunch of Jews screaming the prices, like that joke writes itself. And we're like, it's $4.99. Everyone's screaming. And he turns around, he's like, what? And we're like, fucking $4.99. And he guesses, and we all cheer. And then some tiny little Filipino lady right after him, just like, it was out of movie. She'd been up there the whole time too, and she like saw how excited we were. And he's like, all right, Karen, what's your guess? And she just kind of turned back at us and then like looked back to Bob, and she was like, $1, Bob. And we were like, you fucking bitch.
Why is she saying that?
Because, $1 is basically, that can trump all the other prices.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure the semantics of it, but $1 can basically like fucking Yahtzee on the rest of the guesses.
Okay.
So she wins. Our buddy doesn't get
what
called up.
What did she win?
Oh, I mean like a trip to Tahiti and like a grilled cheese maker that fucking plays with your butt. Like a bunch of, it's like my third butt reference, by the way. And
those,
I am not into that.
He's a butt guy. It's
no, I'm not. I'm not. I will never be.
Okay.
Not with that attitude.
But. Okay, so then
what
happened?
Oh my God.
So then what happened? Your friend didn't
cut
get
to you
called
find out I'm like shoving gerbils up my
ass.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I just noticed your ass has gotten really juicy. Yeah, like, I'm like, someone's been doing
for somebody
so
that throws
lots
gerbils against a window, you've got quite a few up inside you. So we get one chance to get him up. Doesn't get it. I'm sitting there just still very drunk, very high. My buddy's like, dude, you should rush the stage during the showcase showdown and just to make something this day. And I was like, dude, that's it. I'll do it.
Rush
so,
the stage?
Yeah. So it was a big black dude named Daron and a little old lady, and they were competing for millions of amazing prizes worth of big cash. And Daron wins, and my buddy just pushes me out of my seat. I run down the aisle, and I get up to the steps. And you can't see on TV, there's a security guard at the top of the stairs at the Price is Right taping. And I run up the stairs, and the security guard just goes, what are you doing? I go, that's my best friend in the whole world. And she's like, that adds up. Lets me run by her. I start hugging him. I'm rubbing his big bald head. I'm fucking hugging his friends, high-fiving everybody.
Oh, my God. You didn't even know this guy.
At one point, and I was like doing this. And just so high and so, like, it was such a euphoric feeling to, like, rush, because in my head too I was like, dude, I'm gonna get arrested as I'm running down. Like, they're gonna see all his friends were on the other side of the studio.
Yeah,
so I'm like separately rushing the stage.
They're like, who's this white guy? he's the random
I was
one
with the frat guys, but they let me up, and I'm on stage, and Bob Barker at the end when he's like, don't forget to get your pet spayed and neutered, and don't let your dogs fuck anymore. And I'm just behind him going like this,
doing
like
the robot, like,
oh yeah.
He's all, what the fuck is this crazy ass doing?
And,
yeah.
And so afterwards you know, they could tell I wasn't with them, and so the producers everyone kind of disperses, and producers kind of walked over, and they're like, you definitely just rushed the stage. We weren't going to say anything, but you definitely just rushed the stage, and just so you know, like, you that was not cool. Like,
and you're
thanks
never welcome here again.
And I was just like, and I was like, sorry, man, I just had a bunch of pot brownies for the first time last night. I was tap dancing on my fucking patio, and I was just freaking out, and like, our buddy didn't get caught up, and he's like, hey, yeah, it's cool, and I was just like, I've never met Rod Roddy before, and fucking there he is. I was freaking out, man. And
you're like, you know, cat on a hot tin roof. You're like, what are you talking about? You're like, pot brownies. I gotta dance. But you know, when you gotta dance.
Okay. I didn't have a pot brownie after that for a long time.
Have you had any after that ever?
One other time at Disneyland.
Why would you ever do that again?
Yeah.
It's
just so traumatic.
They can't dose it. That's the thing. Like, they'll be like, oh, just have a little bit. But then you could have the little bit that has the most in it.
Because even the come down was like, you know, such a adrenaline rush feeling being on stage. But then it was like, when we got off, and then like it just started to come down, and like the balance with booze probably didn't help, but
not at all.
But yeah, edibles are just dangerous.
Edibles,
man,
are dangerous. I split a freaking Jolly Rancher with one of my friends one time, and I was high for like a week.
Dang.
Like, I was like fucked up. Like, it was so strong. I wasn't sure what was in it.
They just don't. I mean, they tell you like how many milligrams, but it's like, come
on. Then they didn't. This was
regular,
like, 2005.
Do you still smoke regular weed?
I do. Yeah. It's actually been helping me a lot.
Yeah, with anxiety and everything.
Really,
it's so,
actually really been helping
me.
Man,
it's
key
for that.
It's
and they're
really
they're getting so, you know, advanced with like,
I know, they're like making specific ones to do certain shit.
Like, this one's called,
like,
Calm
Your
Fears.
You want to raise your left arm? Smoke this weed.
Yeah.
You want to move your left leg? This weed will do it.
Yeah, this, like, one's called Cat in the Hat. You take one puff, you clean your whole fucking house in 20
minutes. Yeah, exactly. There's ones that I have specific, like relax, think.
It's great.
Sleep.
Da-da-da.
Like, it's almost kind of crazy, but... Adam, I love you.
I love you.
Thanks
this
for coming
so great
here,
for
guys.
Me.
Make sure
you're
to
crushing.
Go.
I'm so glad you got a podcast.
Aw, thanks. Yeah. Make sure to follow Adam, you guys, on social media. He's very funny, and go check him out. He does stand up, and he's great. He's so talented.
AdamRayComedy.com.
Adam Ray Comedy, and then his podcast
about
is
last night.
About last
with Brad
night
Williams.
With Brad Williams.
We've had Brittany, Sandra Bullock, Bill Burr, Melissa
he's
McCarthy,
had,
Dana
yeah,
Carvey.
He's had him. He's been in movies with like everyone, and he's done
except
amazing stuff. Except for Cher, but we're working on it. Cher, if anyone knows Cher on this podcast.
Cher, if anyone knows.
Adam
Cher,
wants to come
out
hang out with you. Yeah. Cher, are you
just
out
come
there
to one of my shows.
Yeah.
All my tour dates, by the way, are at AdamRayComedy.com.
AdamRayComedy.com. Adam, I love you.
I love
thanks
you
for
too.
For being here.
Thanks
guys,
for
thanks again for listening to Worst First. I love y'all so much. Please go on to iTunes and leave me a rating. I read your ratings. Make sure it's a nice one. I'm very sensitive this week. And if you're going to leave one, make sure it's nice. Otherwise, please don't. And
if you don't have anything nice to say,
don't say anything.
Fuck off.
At all.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. I love you so much. And we'll see you next week with Worst First.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing, to the weird, to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.